Welcome to the Launch Button Podcast, where we allot the secrets of successful entrepreneurs and real estate investors who found the courage to hit the launch button and take control of their destiny. Join me, Hugh Zaretsky, bestselling author, seasoned real estate investor, and serial entrepreneur, as we dive deep into inspiring stories and invaluable lessons that will empower you to break free from the ordinary and pursue your true passions. Are you feeling trapped in a job that drains your passion and leaves you yearning for more? Are you ready to accelerate your business and or real estate investing to take it to the next level? It's time to ignite your dreams and embrace the limitless possibilities that life has to offer. Get ready to launch into the life you've always desired by pressing the launch button. Welcome back to another episode of the Launch Button Podcast. Today, we want to talk about the power of association. And that's really what it is. Are you putting yourselves in the right rooms with the right groups with the right people? And we've been traveling around the country. We just got back from doing a couple events out in Seattle. We do a lot of great events with the TFP community, Dan Fleischman's group, the Aspire Tour, different things like that, where we've been attending to make sure that we're putting ourselves in the right situation. And we got to thank the TFP community, Greg Kimball, putting on some great events. And this time, unfortunately, due to schedules, a lot of people weren't able to make it out to the Seattle event. And that was sort of a shame because it was a really great event for people to connect with that were at our LA event. They didn't get a chance to make it out there. However, it opened up the opportunity for leaders to step up and for a new style event. And as we stepped into the new style event, it was interesting to see. There's a couple of things we got to be super careful of as we do new style events and different things are happening. Number one, we got to make sure that we're not stealing anybody else's IP. That's intellectual property for everybody out there. You know, you can mimic, you can do those things. Just don't name your things the same names as somebody else, especially if you want to work with them. Like, let's do those types of things. There's some other things, but Kip and Laura did a great job on their very first Seattle Jam Night. We're going to talk about that and the great opportunity that it creates, but it's really the power of association. And that's why people join golf club memberships. That's why people join social circles and different clubs like that. You know, you have them. In the city, like the Soho House, like a golf membership club. And now there's even a new space opening up. And that is a combination of like high-end gyms, and they're calling them lifestyles, high-end gyms with co-working spaces, those type of things. They're calling it the fourth space. It's not really the third space. It's not like your office. It's not your second space, like your home, like those different types of things. It's really being a new style space where it's a mix of fun. It's a mix of people with the same thought process as you. And it's a mix of those last steps for that to really take it to the next level, because people don't want to spend 3 hours on the golf course anymore. People don't want to go to the bars and the social clubs. It's really about the health, fitness, and raising that to the next level. You've got pickleball clubs that now look like, you know, fancy bars. You've got gyms that are putting in all the high-end stuff to make it look like a high-end club as well as a gym. So it's that crossover, right? That lifestyle, fitness, all the things into one. And what that's doing is that's bringing people into a different space. So as we network, we've got to go into a different space. And so as we talk about these different events that we do, this one was more a panel style. And it was great. Kip and Laura did their very first one. As you know, we always have learning experiences with it. And that's what I like. Like I said, unfortunately, a lot of the leadership of our community wasn't able to make it out for this event. But they did a great job putting it on. There's a couple things. When you do these things, you always got to make sure that you remain the expert. You want to make sure that we're the expert on what we're doing and seen as the expert in our group, whether we're doing the interview, whether we're doing the podcast. You got to be able to show that you have knowledgeable in the subject. And two, we did a cross-pollination of sections. Now, there's another group I used to work with, and they would do what's called a 10 by 10, 10 people invite 10 people. It's a great little way to do it. But we got to make sure we have the right mix of people. So we got to curate events. And that's one of the biggest things a lot of people are missing, is they're not curating the event. They're not making sure they have people there that other people want to network with from all different industries. If we can do that, it's an amazing experience that you can go out there and do that. But if you can't, then it causes some issues and some different things. So the panel discussions are definitely great with the right interview questions, as well as the interviewer making themselves an expert. Now, this really works if you've got the right edification going back and forth. We talked, you know, I've worked with a lot of network marketing companies. I've worked with a lot of businesses. The edification is really the big thing. The edification has to go two ways, not one way. So if we're going to edify the panelists, they also need to edify you if you're the host of the event, and vice versa. We got to get that edification flowing back and forth with what's happening and what's transpiring. So if we can do that, you're going to have a really successful event. If you don't, then one person's going to be seen as the expert, whichever way the edification goes. You're only edifying them and they're not edifying you back. Then you've got to go ahead and ask the right question to get them to edify you back. So that question might be, why did you say yes to be on my panel here today? What about me did you want to share or bring to your audience? Those types of questions that are going to bring it back to you getting the right edification at your event of why somebody's showing up there for you if you're running the event. Or you have a conversation beforehand. We talked about that edification. And there's a lot of strategy in the different events that we do. And that's why we went to the Aspire Tour, which is to see that that the different science behind the events and how you break it down when you see it at a really high level. Like everything that happens at that event is planned in some way. And whether it's all the way through to David Goggins be able to tell his story about a personal situation that he didn't want to post on the internet. Now you just told 2,000 people that are going to edify David Goggins. It was a stroke of genius done by the Aspire Tour. If you were at the Aspire Tour in New Jersey at the very end there, where you saw how they could go ahead and create an army to go out there and support David Goggins. Because David Goggins is not going to do it on the internet and shout from the rooftops. That's not his style. He just wants to go out there and work out. He doesn't want to be on the social media throwing mud back and forth with people. But now they created an army to go ahead and do it. And Andrew Cordell did an amazing job of structuring that and allowing that to happen. And you could see at first, it seemed very, you know, not so planned. But then at the end, when the mom came up with the text messages, you did see it. But it had to happen. And it was a great way to get the message out there and a great thing for David to support him, and we're all about supporting that. But I just need you guys to understand a lot of things at events are done because there's a science behind what we do. And we can break that down for you. That's why we run our speakers boot camp. We actually show you the science of how to structure things, how you want to go out there and do that, so that you could have that those opportunities that you want and to create the moments that you want. So when we do panels, we have to be very careful. When we do podcasts, it's the same thing. The edification has to go back and forth. And you'll see on the different podcast episodes where we interview people, where they're going to give me the edification, I'm going to give them the edification. And we really break that down for people so that you could see, because we truly want to support each other. And if we truly want to support each other, we're going to edify each other back and forth. We're going to use each other as examples. And that's why it's important you have some interaction with your guests before you actually do the interview. Maybe you meet them at an event and then you connect. You don't want to interview everybody. You want to interview people that you have that connection with. And so as we're going through this and you're going to structure events, you're going to structure situations, you want to make sure that you're building the edification back and forth between you and them so that you remain the expert. You can make them the expert and then they pull you up and vice versa. And this allows you guys to pull each other up to a higher level that you can never reach on your own. So when I say I've had Sharon Lecter on my podcast, I've had Gary Kimball on my podcast, right? I've had Super Dave, Steve Aoki's manager. We've had all these different people on the podcast. Well, that's going to bring me up a statue if you don't know who I am. It's going to give me credibility. And vice versa, we do that for them for speaking. If they haven't spoken on stages, we're going to work with them on speaking on stages. We're going to work with them to get to that next level of whatever it happens to be. So I want you to think about that when you go to do your next event, you go to do your next podcast. If you're a guest, if you're a host, how do you edify them and how are they going to edify you back? What's the message you want them to get out to your audience? What's the message you want to get, they want you to get out to their audience? Because we're cross-pollinating on all the different things that we do when we do those different episodes. So make sure you're putting yourselves in the room. Now that might be, Chip and Laura did an amazing thing. They joined a club out there and that gave them access, right? Access to a whole group of entrepreneurs, business owners, they're now networking with and building events. My question for you is, what's that community where you happen to live? What's that community for where you are so that you guys can go out there and make things happen in your world? I'll see you on the next episode of the Launch Button Podcast. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for joining us on the Launch Button Podcast, your gateway to unlocking your true potential and pursuing your passions. Don't let the journey end here. For more empowering insights, valuable resources, exclusive content, and free giveaways, visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com. At The Launch Button, we're dedicated to helping you break free from the ordinary and embrace a life filled with purpose and fulfillment. Dive deeper into our episodes, access bonus materials, and connect with like-minded individuals on our website and our private community group. Are you ready to take the next steps towards your dreams? Subscribe to The Launch Button Podcast on your favorite podcast platform and never miss an episode. Remember, the power to transform your life lies within your grasp. Press the launch button and soar towards success. For more updates, behind-the-scenes content, and exclusive offers, follow us on social media, join the conversation using hashtag the launch button, and share your journey with our vibrant community. Thank you for being a part of the Launch Button family. Together, let's ignite our dreams and embark on this journey together of growth and discovery. Visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com and let's continue to launch your greatness. See you there.